2, Scene 6. Enter Marcus.
Oh, I am fate's favored son this day. In her sight, I am Adonis. No boon I ask can be denied, though I might wish the birds and the fish to trade realms, so I might take an eagle with line and hook. Oh, there can be nothing out of my grasp, and yet I am content with that gift already given. I am assured that the Duke will wed my daughter. Should Harpy's cry resound in mine ears, I should think it sweet music. No thing shall spoil this day for me.
Enter Nell, pursued by Meriwether.
Oh, what merriment is this?
Get ye hence, thou fool. With you I shall share naught but scorn.
I hold no scorn for thee, and thus scorn is not shared. With thee I am now in love. Thy face is a star in the heaven.
My face is no more in heaven than thy foot.
Ah, but in your presence this earth is a heaven, and my foot firmly upon God's soil.
See that thy foot stays thus planted, and follow me not.
I am wholly rooted to thee, and shall stay as close to thee as the vine unto the bark.
Ah, am I then your hound, thou weed?
I beg the heavens you may be to me a wagtail.
Ass, this prayer is better aimed to the devil.
Ah, sweet wretch, I need not aim for the devil. I am so far below you, I can only be beside him.
Ugh, I thought I caught the gust of sulphur in thy breath.
No less can come, for my heart is aflame with love for you.
I have the years to be thy dam.
And I may damn those years, I am not thy husband.
Thou hast espied me for some time less than a quarter of an hour. How may love blossom so briefly?
My love is no flower to wilt in the sun. I did but espy the merest portion of thine aspect, and I had then a tower of passion that should withstand the greatest storm. Come, wilt thou wed me?
What assurances may I have? What of thy fortune?
All that I have is thine.
And will you swear to bed no other wench?
Thou shalt ne'er see me couple with any but thee.
And what will you demand of me?
That you shall be chaste to the world, and wanton to me all the days of my life.
This will suit me, for I am old and shall not live long. But I must away. The Lady Elena awaits her Lucio to come as bridegroom. I needs must report this unto him, so he might know he shall be a husband ere night. But, and my mistress give me leave, I shall consent to be thy bride. Come close behind me.
Cupid's wings shall give this goose flight.
Exit Meriwether, Nell.
Oh, I have bragged in my confidence, and am now undone. But I may yet prevent this foul occurrence, if I may with all speed to the church. I will rend these youths from this stark mutiny, and hell hath not dreamt of the torments I shall deliver her for her rebellion.
Exeunt. Act 2, Scene 7. Enter Florina, Rosaline, Elena.
Ah, my sisters of love's conspiracy. Is my Lucio hereupon?
We have seen him not, but have no fear. His love for thee shall overstep what mountains come before his path. Get thee inside and prepare thy soul as best suits a lady for the joining of hand and heart.
I go with swift stride.
Exit Elena. Enter Lucio, Reggio, Nell.
It is well that thou met me on the path to the chapel, my dear Reggio. But what of Frederico? Wilt thou fetch him?
I know not where he be, friend. This Frederico is light as a stag, and I shall rather tarry here in this joy than pursue him.
But let us not tarry here. I ache to be a husband.
Enter Marcus.
Thou villain! Thou hast stolen my daughter from her rightful marriage! I will see thee hanged for this treachery. Where is my daughter? I will cut her from your foul grip, as I will cut your heart from your ribs.
Sir Marcus, peace. The love these two share is such it might—
Silence! Thou art a conspirator to this abhorrent defiance. As thou wert silent afore, let thy silence be sustained. It will do that I may remove my child from his villainous arms.
It shall not be.
Villain, I will have my daughter from out these walls.
To you, Marcus, I owe naught but deference. My very life be a gift from you. And yet, should you stir to prevent this marriage, make no misgivings. I will shock your shoulders till your arms are ground to powder.
Aid, O gentles of the town! Come and hear the plea of a wronged father!
You are a foreigner hereupon, Marcus. None shall come to your aid.
Enter Benvolio, Corbia.
See, sir, I do present you that same lady you seek.
'Tis the Lady Rosaline, then. Well led, good spaniel, here then thy reward.
Gentle friends, do me some aid. Hereupon this man will wed to a sweet lady, and not with her father's consent. Prevent it, gentle sir, though I know you not.
Shall this one then wed the Lady Rosaline, then? I must prevent it for my cousin's sake. Come, sir. Courtesy is not so suited that you should wed with no parental blessing.
I will hear none from thee, sir.
I pray you, sir, list to me.
Enough. From my love I may not bear to be torn.
Sir, your blade is naked. For shame, clothe it again in the eyes of these sweet ladies.
If the gleam of this blade is too bright for thine eyes, turn and remove thee from this place.
I am loath to draw in this churchyard, but I will not see this wrong committed.
Lay to, then, rascal.
They fight.
Reggio, do give some aid to Lucio and prevent this bloodshed.
I have no blade, nor may I draw upon these nobles. Come, ladies, away. I shall follow soon with Elena if this battle go not for Lucio.
Exit Rosaline, Florina, no.
Thou art well studied, but I fight for love.
Love is too gentle for Mars to woo her.
Lay on him, sir. Do not let up your advantage.
Benvolio disarms Lucio.
Too much blood have I seen shed at the end of a passionate man's sword. Thus I studied no thing so well as to take his blade from out his hand. You are my prisoner, sir.
Come, we shall present him to the Duke and see what fit punishment shall be set for him. Corbia, go before us and announce us to the Duke.
Aye, senor.
Exit Corbia, Benvolio, Lucio, Marcus. Enter Tranio.
Good Reggio, what news?
We are undone, Tranio. Marcus hath come and led the stalwart Lucio to the Duke. I must to my sweet lady. Get ye within the church and bring the sad news to the bride.
Exit Reggio.
I am left with the unkind task, but the sooner known, the sooner remedied.
Exeunt. Act 2, Scene 8. Enter Frederico, Meriwether.
How now, thou odd motley? What strange humor possesses thee?
May it be that I am in love? Do fools fall in love?
Aye, though God knows why. Yet all men shall fall in love and thus be made fools. You, fool, now in love, are like to be made a man.
A cur, rather, sent to fetch and carry at my wife's behest.
Hath this wench consented to be thy wife? Then trouble you not for what you may carry, for she shall be burdened still greater.
Is this then marriage, that two persons shall consent to lift and bear more together than they might apart?
This is the greater part.
This marriage is the work of fools.
And thou, fool, are meant to labor thus.
Enter Reggio, Rosaline, Florina, Nell.
Ah, here is my betrothed, in the company of some others.
Ah, some small fortune in this catastrophe. My good Frederico, I find you to say we are lost.
Reggio, what befalls?
Foul English fortune. The lovers Elena and Lucio were discovered in their secret marriage by the boorish Marcus. All yet might have gone well, but did Marcus summon some brash gentleman to his aid, and they have thus arrested the wretched Lucio and now bring him before the Duke.
My lord, I see thee for a friend of our cause. I do know the gentleman who hath come to the side of this Marcus. This Benvolio no doubt comes in search of me, at the behest of his foul cousin, Sebastino.
I have some acquaintance with this man, but do you say he seeketh you, sweet lady? Pray, grant me the boon of thy name.
This is my sweet cousin, Rosaline, from fair Verona.
Rosaline! Ah, but love yet holds us in her kindly eye. Lady, had your name been any other, we were lost, but now all is well again. We are away unto the palace, and shall yet prevail in this endeavour before the Duke. All shall be well if we but move with the swiftness of Cupid's bow.
Exeunt. Act 2, Scene 9. Enter Lucio, bound. Benvolio, Marcus.
Hold him here, good signor. Here without the Duke's palace, we shall await his grace's justice. See that he escapes not those bonds about his arms.
And if I do, then be cert thou bolt from this place, Marcus, for I shall dash thee to the ground and grind thy bones as thou hast ground my heart.
Silence, sir. These idle threats become you not.
Enter Elena, Tranio.
Ah, oh, my love! Hath this proud lion been bound like a bear before the dogs?
Elena, my dearest, though I die now, I have seen thy face once again, and so my life is complete.
Oh, say it not, my Lucio! With thy death I am no more!
Come away from him, strumpet! This is not meat!
Fellow, this is the lady? This was the ill-timed bride? I thought him to marry the Lady Rosaline, and now am perplexed. What woman is this same?
Though you see no fatherly affection, this poor lady is his own daughter.
I have been led most ill. And yet I must stay with this course, for this Marcus hath a claim worthy of the Duke's ear.
Father, release him. Set free this man whom I love, and subject him not to this terrible fate. I may not be the cause of his death. Oh, let him live! I own I have become a traitor to your will, and for that I will suffer what punishment you see fit. Beat me, flout me, I shall not cry out. But do but let the least hair of him be harmed, and my tears are like to flood the city, and we shall float home to England on the salt wave of mine eyes. Him I love, and know not how you may hate him. He hath done no wrong but of loving thee so well as he might wish to be your son. But no more. Do but cut his bonds, and I shall submit myself wholly to your will. Let my husband be named, and I shall be obedient to him as wife. Only let this Lucio free.
Thou shalt bow before my will, which is proper, whether I release this knave or no. And it shall not be. His life is forfeit.
You are hardened like the diamond, Marcus. I should have melted at the heat of her love.
Enter the Duke, Corbia.
The Duke comes hence, and shall hear your suit.
This sour business brings no bliss. I am made acquainted with the particulars of thy suit, Sir Marcus. Have you aught more to say that might stay my hand, Lucio?
I have lived for love, my lord. If I may not have my Elena, then death is no threat. I am dead already, and this lady must wed elsewhere.
Enter Federico, Reggio, Florena.
And I must needs pronounce thy sentence.
Hold, your grace, I pray. Do give me leave to speak unto your justice.
I know thee not, sir. How may it be that thou hast business here?
I'm called Federico, good lord. Of Mantua I hail.
By report I have some ken of thee. A most jovial fellow, and therefore unsuited to the grave business of this day.
Marry, sir, 'tis so. And I am given leave to speak, I shall be certain that the grave hath no business for this day. Let me have my say, and thus spare good Lucio the trouble of the hangman's fee.
If it may be, then say on, but see thou art not unsuited to the solemnity of this place.
I shall endeavour so, your grace. Methink it is not the love between these two kind gentles that should cause them to thus be brought before your court. Nay, the cause of this man's sorry state be that this man, her father, will not have Lucio for a son.
Aye, this cause is known by all here.
Ah, but examine the cause for this cause, and I think your grace, as well as any here, may report it. Does this Marcus refuse his consent for that this man Lucio is foul of shape? Are his lands poor? Is he reported a coward or a drunkard? None of these. But will your grace not consent that he refuses this man Lucio, for that he esteems you a more fit husband for his daughter?
Indeed, I do perceive it to be so.
And now, sweet Elena, I implore thee, answer, and see that thou speakest sooth. May you love this great man, the Duke.
Of his fine points, I may not have enough words. But I do not now, nor shall I e'er deign love him, so well I do, my sweet Lucio.
Well spake, lass. Good Duke, it hath been reported that you shall have no less than perfection within love afore you shall have a wife. May perfection be found if this lady loves you second to this other man?
Never, sir, and thus, sweet lady, though I find thee gentle and gracious, I shall no sooner have thee than thou wouldst me.
Federico, thou traitor! Thou hast forsworn the terms of our wager, and have hindered her suit of this Duke.
I did but ask if she loved him or no, the which, had her answer been other, this suit had been advanced. Therefore she scuttles her own ship. But as thou speak of this wager, I do hold thee to it, sir. The Duke shall not have thy daughter to wed, and thus I demand the regress of all funds loaned thee within this hour, or else to the debtor's jail with thee.
Alas, I have not the coin to repay this debt.
Aye, and this I well know. Howe'er, there be some other payment from thee that shall suit my purpose more better. I name the price of thy freedom. Consent. If thou but give thy daughter to this Lucio, whom no other man might think ill-suited to wed his child, I shall relieve thee of thy debt in full. Come, sir. Is your loathing for Lucio more lovely than your liberty?
I will consent, sir. I am shamed to see my ambition so brought low.
So be it. Let his bonds be loosed. My blessings to you, sweet children, and Elena, so late my own intended. May God grant you a fertile bed.
And now, your grace, as dread events have been so averted, may I then have leave to have some sport hereupon?
Aye, sir, let us dispel the vapors of this late past gloom.
Well enough. Now, without this chamber hall, I have left a beauteous lady who hath from her father's tyranny similarly fled, and with whom, my lord Benvolio, methinks you have some business.
Aye, sir, I have such a thought as well, if her name be Rosaline.
The same, good sir. And hast thou not said of her that she despises all affection of men?
As much or more than an angel despises the devil.
Then come, friends. We together shall cure her of this malady. Your grace, let your raiments be exchanged with my man Tranio here, and among us let no man say or think to act but that the Duke is Tranio and Tranio the Duke. Now, when this lady do enter hereupon, we shall make pretend that this imagined Tranio hath seen the lady Rosalind from afar, and so means to love her. Now, should she reject his suit and deign to scorn him, we shall then reveal his state, and so bring her to chagrin. Thus, may this lady be cured of her proud nature.
Oh, wondrous merry jest! Come, Tranio, your cloak.
Now, Lady Florina, bring forth thy cousin.
Exit Florina.
My lady, I think, shall have the most enjoyment to see her proud cousin brought thus low.
Enter Rosaline, Florina, Nell, Merryweather.
Is all well, Signor Lucio? Hath this wondrous strange man prevailed to save your life?
Aye, good lady, twice o'er, for I am as well assured of a good life as this lady's husband.
Signor Federico? You are a wondrous wise sorcerer.
But, dear lady, my powers are all brought to naught with thee. See here thy imprisoner, Signor Benvolio.
I am caught, then. Benvolio, I hold you in no ill contempt. I knew as I departed my cage that it were like the door might close upon my leg.
Next morrow, early, we depart, lady. For now, methinks the Duke hath some festivities planned to lighten our somber mood. Partake of them if thou wilt.
It is my will that she do so. But come, lady, I may yet rescue thee from thy fate. There is one good man, my good Tranio, as dear to me as mine own self. He hath from the window of his own place despised thee, and would have thee to a wife. If thou wilt consent, 'tis thy certain father that shall give his leave, for he is of high station, and as good as Sebastiano.
Nay, good Duke, I thank you, for one man is like enough to another, and if I must be married to one of them, I should prefer to be in the city of my youth.
Come, lady, wilt thou choose without a glance? Here I shall bring this man before thee. If thou canst find some flaws to his person, I charge thee, give name to them, and I shall be satisfied.
If it suits your grace, it shall be so. But know that no man I have yet encountered hath struck the least fire of love in me.
Well, let us see if there is not more suited kindling. Come, Tranio, step forth.
Well, Lady Vaseline, what errors do you find in him?
Pardon, good lords. I am made weak, as like to swoon. I can think no reason for it. Such strange humors of the blood have ne'er affected me so.
'Tis the strike of Cupid's arrow, no doubt. My master is more clever than any man might suppose.
Come, lady, name the flaws of this man.
None for to see, my lord. His outward demeanor is more better, more pleasing than any man's I have yet spied.
Lady, do list to me. Thou art my ideal, and no greater pleasure I find than in the sight of thy sweet face. Know me, then, for I am no Tranio, but the lord of this city. I do love thee, lady. I had meant to find sport in your denial of me, and yet now to hear an ill word from thee may end my life.
None may escape thee, my lord. I had ne'er been so close to love as I might recognize it, but now do so surely find myself thereupon, as there can be no mistake. I love you, sir, and with such ardor as I had not thought possible for my studious nature.
Now all shall fall into place. My lord Duke, here I give unto you these rings to trod to the altar with, for so are you bound soon, and I am not mistook.
It shall be, and this very night, if my love be amenable.
With all my heart.
I think, good sir, that I may intrude upon thy happiness.
Ay, Benvolio, thou mayest, for thy cause is just.
I say I may, sir, not that I shall. I shall make a good report unto her father of you. His consent is certain. As to my cousin, he is a knave. His fancy is most like turned to some other woman afore I am returned to Verona. Thus let his suit pass. I wish you what happiness you will.
Thank you, Benvolio. Thou hast ever been a kind man.
Come, Elena and Lucio. You shall join we two at the altar, and so shall the joy of this night be doubled.
Tripled, if my lord wills it, for I would have my dear cousin a bride beside me. Let the good Reggio be made a husband and no longer a servant.
Come we six lovers together to the marriage altar, unless there be some other matter.
But one, your grace. Corbia, I remind thee of our wager. The Duke is to be married. Then the ducats I am owed.
It shall be my ruin. It is all I have in this world.
Then ruin thou shalt be, villain, thou who hast been the ruination of many others.
Ah, but fear not, Corbia. I have some employment for thee. My man Tranio here is in need of a servant to appease his whim as he hath appeased mine. Undertake it, then, for no better offer shalt thou find.
My master is most wise. Come, Corbia, I have a few corns that treading of these several days hath enlarged. Look to it.
To the church, then, and the friar shall earn the pence of three weddings.
May that be engorged to four, my lord.
Merryweather, thou as well to the priest? Then are all our company to be married. Nay, thou, Frederico, and thy man, and thou, Benvolio, shall be left bachelors.
I have no stomach for a wife, my lord.
And I, my lord, have a new housemaid in this Corbia. What use then I have for a wife?
For me, sir, I have seen too much pain come from love, and am in no frame for it.
Well enough, then. But after this ceremony shall there be a great feast, and I shall see that such unwed ladies of the court as may be found shall be thereupon. Perhaps you three shall find some perch of love within. Come, my friends, our strange adventure is o'er.
Exit all but Federico.
Nay, sir, 'tis but soon begun.
Exeunt.
And so concludes our poor and lowly play, and ends your prison till another day you seek some players for to entertain and give a merry heart to you again. The author writes some few more words to those who count a scholar's cap amongst your clothes, and at this play's poor form and substance grieve, the which, if you are not, feel free to leave. But scholars, who are clenched with great disdain, and wish our theme another path had ta'en, and shake your heads at misplaced word or letter, and say that you yourself could do much better, our scribbler bids you please dip pen in ink, and scribe such words as your best parts do think to better trod this path which he hath tried. And scholars, do not think this lusty pride that bids you go and straight do so employ yourself in this. For he will best enjoy your work and toil if, compared to his, 'tis found much better. For the truth it is, he often can be found where you are now, to find what joy fair fortune will allow. If you can scribe a better written page, the better he'll enjoy it upon the stage. You have been listening to the conclusion of Six Lovers in Florence, written by Daniel Wenzel, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players. Stage directions by Liz Music. Marcus was Richard Mooney. Nell was Jill Wenzel. Merriweather was Jonathan Moore. Elena was Andy Gastingi. Rosaline was Rebecca Scheimer. Lucio was Adam Gastingi. Reggio was Ray Greenley. Corbia was Dana Bonner Andreessen. Benvolio was Dan Wenzel. Florena was Brianna Kubi. Tronio was Michael Krellen. Frederico was Andrew Dell, and the Duke was Rick Tennant. Light Sting by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com, licensed by Creative Commons under Attribution 3.0. Other music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.